Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to St. John Lutheran Church and Christian Preschool and home of the 2019 Church Dartball League Champions. Woo! Yes. We are the champions, my friends. So, sorry, a little clean reference. What is dartball, you might ask? It's baseball with darts. And we have the champions right here. If you are on the dartball team, come on in or stand up. John, you're back there. Let's see our dartball people. All right. There you go. All right. Let's give them a hand. Thank you. We have got the champions right here. So stand, greet your neighbors, and say, who needs a Super Bowl? Morning. We don't need the Super Bowl. Good morning. And we'll remain standing as we sing our gathering hymn number 655. Well, over this last Christmas break, Susan and I went to visit my cousin and her husband in Chicago. They live in an apartment there, and we had to go down to the basement of their apartment building to get something, and they were showing us, they had just this random collection of all this abandoned stuff that's been left in the basement of their apartment building. And so there's like Ernesto's cooler with stuffed animals and a doll. There's a very artfully arranged pile of knives and an interesting painting, a one-armed statue of Charlie Chaplin wearing a sombrero, and a plastic tote with an electric drill, sanitizing wipes, and a plastic laminated sign that says CPR kit is located behind the bar. Okay. All of this reminded me of a couple of things that I wanted to remind you of this morning. First, I want to remind you that February is American Heart Month. So just in case you or anybody should need it, there is a first aid kit and an automatic defibrillator located back there behind the bar. Not really. Back just outside of the nursery back there, just in case anybody should need it. We hope they don't, but if they do, that's where it is. That's the first thing I wanted to remind you. The second thing I wanted to remind you of is that even though you may be feeling like this statue, a little damaged, a little silly, and maybe even abandoned, I want you to know that you are not abandoned. As we begin worship today, we remember that the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit is with you all. Please join me in the prayer of the day printed in the bulletin. Almighty and ever-living God, increase in us the gifts of faith, hope, and love, that we may obtain what you promise. Make us love what you command, through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. And you may be seated.
Thank you. The reading today is from 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 1 through 13. If I speak in the tongues of mortals and of angels, but do not have love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic knowledge, and if I have all faith, so as to remove mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give away all my possessions, and if I hand over my body so that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. Love is patient, love is kind. Love is not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices in the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends, but as for prophecies, they will come to an end. As for the tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will come to an end. For we know only in part, and we prophesy only in part. But when the complete comes, the partial will come to an end. When I was a child, I spoke like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became an adult, I put an end to childish ways. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then we will see face to face. Now I know only in part, then I will know fully. Even as I have been fully known, and now faith, hope, and love abide, these three, and the greatest of these is love.
I'd like to invite the kids to come forward and join me for the children's message. Hello. Hi, guys. Did anybody bring soap yet? Remember, we're going to bring soap this month for people at the homeless shelter. Okay, so I'm just going to tell you right off the bat, okay, because I know this is what you want to know. Yes, you're going to get candy today. Okay, I have right here cherry hearts. We're going to hand those out in a little bit, but first, I want to talk to you. Okay, so what do you think of when you see a heart?
Love and kind.
Love and kind. Jesus. Oh, those are good answers. Yeah. So kindness, Jesus, and love. So I have here a picture of somebody that God loves. Oh, yeah. God loves that person. Do you want to see? Do you want to see? Okay. Do you see who it is? Who is it? Who does God love?
Everyone.
Yeah, God loves you, right? So, here's my question. Do you think that God... Whoa, where are we going? Do you think that God loves that person as much as God loves you?
No.
No? I don't think so? All right. Okay, hold on. Do you think God loves that person as much as God loves you? You think so? Are you sure? Because she's sitting right over there. Be careful what you say, okay? Do you think that God loves that person as much as God loves you?
Yes.
Are you sure? Okay. You catching on? Do you think God loves that person as much as you?
Yes.
Really? As much as you? Okay. Okay, do you think God loves that person as much as you?
Yeah.
No, the one on the left. Yeah, okay. All right, okay, you sure? Okay, do you think God loves that person as much as you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, what about that person? Wait a minute. Okay. See, all right, I heard some boos here. So sometimes love is hard, isn't it? I mean, it's hard to love some people sometimes. So I want you to close your eyes, and I want you to think of somebody that's hard to love. Okay? Somebody that's hard for you to love. Might be somebody at school, or might be somebody on a sports team, or a neighbor, or somebody that you find hard to love. Okay, you can open your eyes. Do you think that God loves that person? Do you think God loves that person as much as God loves you?
Yes.
Okay. So I have another picture in here. A picture of somebody who is difficult to love sometimes. Okay? Oh, yeah. Who is it?
Us.
Ah, right? We're all difficult to love sometimes, but do you think God loves us anyway?
Yes.
Yes. Very good. All right, everybody, bow your head, fold your hands, and repeat after me. Dear God, thank you for loving the people who are hard to love, even when that person is me. Amen. All right, you guys did a great job, and I am going to give each one of you a candy heart. If you want it, you don't have to have it. I mean, if you don't want one, you can just go back to your seat. Thanks for coming up. Okay, there you go. Bye. Sorry. Once you get your candy, leave, please. You are welcome. You're welcome. There you go. There you go. And let's stand for the Alleluia. The Holy Gospel for today is written in the fourth chapter of the Gospel of Luke. Then Jesus began to say to them, "Today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." All spoke well of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his mouth. They said, "Is not this Joseph's son?" He said to them, "Doubtless you will quote to me this proverb, 'Doctor, cure yourself,' and you will say, 'Do here also in your hometown the things that we have heard you did in Capernaum.'" And he said, "Truly I tell you, no prophet is accepted in the prophet's hometown. But the truth is, there were many widows in Israel in the time of Elijah, when the heaven was shut up for 3 years and 6 months, and there was a severe famine over all the land. Yet Elijah was sent to none of them except to a widow at Zarephath in Sidon. There were also many lepers in Israel in the time of the prophet Elisha, and none of them was cleansed except Naaman the Syrian." When they heard this, all in the synagogue were filled with rage. They got up, drove him out of the town, and led him to the brow of the hill on which their town was built, so that they might hurl him off the cliff. But he passed through the midst of them and went on his way. This is the Gospel of the Lord. And you may be seated. Well, yesterday was Groundhog Day, and the groundhog didn't see a shadow, so that means spring is coming early. We just didn't realize it was going to come on Groundhog Day. But it's, you know, it's warming up out there. There's probably more winter coming. But we know that it won't be long before we will be outside enjoying the great outdoors. Like these people.
It's so nice out.
It's a great day.
Like?
I think we're onto something.
Maybe Forest Park? I say let's do it.
Yeah, let's go. I'd love to.
Do we have all the gear, do you think?
You know, I've got my hiking shorts.
Yeah? I think I have everything.
Yeah.
Let's get the gear.
Yeah, that's great.
What if it rains?
All right, let's get the rain gear. You know what is amazing this time of year? The ferns and the lichens.
Nice colors out there.
You know what? I'm going to get thirsty out there.
I mean, it's like a safety thing. We need water.
Let's get the gear.
Get it.
Hook it on, Dave. Yeah, go ahead and hook it on.
How are people gonna see us though? That's the thing. I'm worried about like hunters. I mean, that might be crazy.
No, you're right. We need to be visible.
Yeah.
We need our visibility gear.
Yeah.
Let's get it.
What do you think?
You know what? You really pop.
I want to go. Like I'm all set. I just feel like whenever I look out at the horizon, it's always like.
I know.
You know what I mean?
Why get out?
What?
It's a hat. It's like a circle with a half circle coming off it.
Yeah, we need that.
Dave, I'm looking up GPS for us.
How much is that one?
That one is $5,500. Or there's a used one of it for $5,300.
I got the new one, I guess.
I want the top grade GPS.
Yeah.
We're going pretty wood deep here.
No reason to skimp.
All right, we gotta get that gear.
Go get the gear. Watch your phone, journals, couple laptops.
Okay, still have access.
Two more. Watch your phone. I think we're good.
All right, let's get the gear.
Getting the gear. Some gear. We're gonna have plenty of light. 17 lumens for 30 hours. 3.5 lumens. You know, you never know with the lumens how many lumens you're gonna need.
It's more fun this way.
You know, the one thing we don't have is the energy bars.
Oh, Dave, I can make those. Go, Q-Berry.
Oh, that looks amazing. I'm getting the gear.
Dave, get the gear.
Lots of gear.
This is the right shoe. Okay, my last two toes don't separate.
This reminds me of the story of Cinderella. Did I ever tell you that story?
Well, let's get the gear.
Yeah.
Get the gear.
Got the gear. You ready to do this?
I think so.
So how long till the sun goes down?
I think like another 15 minutes.
That's perfect.
Isn't it amazing how something that starts out as such a good idea can get so off track, especially when we're focused on the wrong things? Our gospel reading today is a continuation of last week, and things started off really, really great last week. Jesus gave his first sermon in the synagogue, and he said, "I'm the one you've been waiting for," and everybody loved it. And he said, "I am here to set you free." And they're like, "Yes, we love this guy."
They all adore him. They think he's a righteous dude.
He was a righteous dude. And then somebody said, "Wait, isn't that Joseph's boy?" And somebody else said, "He is one of us. He's our Jesus. He's going to get us the gear. He's going to make things better for us." And then Jesus had to put on his professor hat and school them about their history from the Old Testament and remind them about the where it is written in 1 Kings 17 about how there were many, many widows who were starving because of the famine, but God sent the prophet Elijah to help just one widow and her son, and they were from Zarephath. They weren't Jews. She was a Gentile. She was an outsider. Not one of us, and that's the one that God chose to help. And then he reminded them of the story in 2 Kings chapter 5 in which God sent the prophet Elisha to heal someone with leprosy. There were many people with leprosy in that day, he said, but they healed just one, Naaman, who was a general in the Syrian army. He was the enemy, not one of us. And yet, that's the one that God chose to heal. There was a band back in the 80s, early 90s, called Depeche Mode. And in 1989, they put out a song called Personal Jesus. You might remember. It goes like this.
You're wrong. Personal Jesus.
And then in 2002, Johnny Cash also recorded Personal Jesus.
Your own personal Jesus. Someone to hear your prayers. Someone who's there.
So, same song recorded by different artists with different purposes, different meanings in mind. Depeche Mode said that they wrote it, recorded as a relationship song that is about a soulmate who will take care of you and you alone. Johnny Cash says that he recorded as a gospel song about a savior who came for everyone. In our gospel reading today, they were in Depeche Mode. They thought that Jesus was just for them, their own personal Jesus who will take care of just them. But Jesus reminds them, he says to them, I am here to set everyone free, even the outsider, even your enemies. Whoa. Things changed quickly. They dragged him out of there. They dragged him to the edge of town. They wanted to throw him off a cliff. They went from he's a righteous dude to kill him very, very quickly. The same thing is going to happen, by the way, when Jesus gets to Jerusalem at the beginning of Holy Week. He'll come in on Palm Sunday and everybody will be like, he's a righteous dude. But by Friday, when they figure out that he's not just their own personal Jesus, it's going to be kill him. And in our gospel reading today, Jesus, because he's in his hometown, is able to just walk through the crowd. They let him go. But on Good Friday, Jesus isn't going to get off so easily. It's amazing, isn't it, how off track things can get when we're focused on getting the gear, when we're focused on ourselves and getting ourselves taken care of and not on who Jesus really is. It's amazing. It's one of the great ironies, I think, of the church is 1 Corinthians 13, which Bennett read so well today, didn't he? Great job. 1 Corinthians 13, we know it as the love chapter. We read it all the time at weddings. But 1 Corinthians 13 is from a letter that Paul wrote to people who did not like each other. They did not love each other. It was a letter to a divided community, to Christians who not only did they not agree, but they didn't even like each other, right? And they were focusing on the wrong things. And so Paul wrote to them, he said, you're off track. Don't focus on your own personal Jesus. Don't focus on your differences, but focus on what you have together and love each other in spite of your differences. Several years ago, I was at a meeting at a church in Cameron, Wisconsin, and the interim pastor there was Pastor Gail George, and she told us a story about something that had recently happened to her. She and her husband had to take their car in to a guy who was going to fix it, and she didn't know where it was. She just knew it was some guy out in the woods. And so they were going to take the car to the guy in the woods, and she was supposed to follow her husband and bring him home after he dropped it off. And so he pulled out of the driveway and head out into the woods, and he took off. She pulled out of the driveway behind him. She stopped to get the mail, got back in the car, and she looked down the street, and her husband was already two blocks down and turning. And she's like, oh, geez, come on, slow down, Mario Andretti. And so she gets in the car, and she tries to follow him, and she gets down to where he turned, and she looks, and now he's three blocks away and he's turning a different direction. She's frustrated and she's driving, trying to catch up with him, and then her cell phone rings, but it's in her pocket and it's buried underneath her big winter coat, and she's not going to answer it. She knows it's just her husband anyway, saying, where are you? Come on, hurry up. And so she doesn't answer. She just keeps following, and then he takes all these turns, and pretty soon he ends up out on the highway. She's like, where is he going? And her cell phone rings again, and she just ignores it again. And then she's driving, trying to follow and trying to catch up with her husband. It just seems like the faster she goes, the faster he went. And then pretty soon, she heard a car honking, and she turned and looked, and it was her husband beside her saying, pull over, pull over, pull over. And so she pulls over, and he pulls over. He comes up to the window, and he says, what are you doing? And she says, I'm following you. And just then she realized, oh, I'm following the wrong person. Well, our gospel reading, our Bible readings are like that today. Our gospel reading comes up to get our attention and to ask us, have you gotten off track? Are you following the wrong person? Are you just focused on getting the gear? Or are you following your own personal Jesus? Or are you following the Jesus who loves the whole world and who came for everybody, not just you and not just your people? During the Lebanese Civil War in the 70s and 80s, there was a letter that was written by a young man named Hanna Haddad. Hanna Haddad lived in Beirut, and that letter got into the hands of the Near East School of Theology, which is a Protestant seminary in Beirut where they train clergy and lay people to do ministry in the Middle East. And they have shared this letter with many people around the world. It's not current events, but it certainly is applicable to current events. The letter goes, a portion of it goes like this. I can still hear the sound of thundering guns, telling me that somewhere nearby, people are dying. Ever since we left the village, I feel as though something has been shattered inside me. We have lost everything. Our house was burned. My books were torn to pieces. Our furniture was stolen. But what is more important is that the soft nights and the fresh mornings in the village are gone. And with them, I have lost my roots and have become like grass blown by the wind, as the psalmist put it. One night, early in September, our village was shelled and we fled. We hid in a cave near our small brook, waiting for the mad night to subside. But the guns did not stop, so we fled again through the valley until we reached Beirut. We thought we had escaped, but the dark night caught up with us in all its madness. One day, someone came and told us that our house in the village, my grandfather's house, was looted and burned. The young men burned it after emptying it together. My anguish grew into hatred. I woke up at the sound of the big guns in Beirut. I asked myself, how can a young man stand behind a gun and fire all those rockets around us? I thought of that young man, and to me, he acquired the face of that other young man who looted and burned my grandfather's house. And in the midst of the sound of thundering guns, from the depths of my despair and pain, I finally understood, if I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not love, I am but sounding brass like the empty shell cases of the big guns. Love alone can bear the burden of the living, for it bears all things. It bears this young man who is standing behind the gun and that other young man who burned my grandfather's house. We carry our dead with us like open wounds. All of us have such wounds. Life is different. Life is the realm of love, which overcomes death. I pray that the living God may reign in our lives. And we pray that the living Jesus, the real Jesus, not just our personal Jesus, but the Jesus who loves the whole world, will also reign in our lives. Amen. Let's stand and sing. proclaim together what we believe in the words of the Apostles' Creed printed in the bulletin. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And let's join our hearts together in prayer. God of love, help us to see that your love is bigger than our opinions and broader than our mindset. Lord, give us strength to treat well even those people with whom we disagree. Lord, in your mercy. Gracious God, we pray for all in need today. We especially remember John Montaigne, Norman Bailey, Jan Mulford, Clarice Laren, Andy Melrose, Ed Benedict, Dan Carey, Bev Friend, Ron Venz, B.J. Gifford, Marietta Sylvester, Donna and Wendell Patton, Helga King. We give you thanks, Lord, for the birth this week of Harlow Venz, born to Shannon and Ryan, and we pray that you would continue to watch over and be with Harlow as she improves. Lord, give your comfort and strength to the families of Mitch Nordmeyer and Steve Boozman at their deaths. Give them and all who grieve comfort in knowing that in Christ we have been set free from death, and in the end we will be together. Lord God, we pray for that you would protect and support the women and men and all who serve in the armed forces and their families. Especially we remember today Alex Binger, Kim Hall, and Robson Shanklin. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for those others who are on our hearts as we name them before you now. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands, O God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ our Lord. We all say, Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Let's share that peace with one another. And you may be seated as we continue with the offering. We will sing our offering hymn number 661. We pray together the offertory prayer. O Lord our God, maker of all things, through your goodness you have blessed us with these gifts. With them, we offer ourselves to your service and dedicate our lives to the care and redemption of all that you have made, for the sake of him who gave himself for us, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And we remember how in the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." And we pray together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We have on the altar today the home communion kits, reminding us that this meal is being extended out to many other people in our community, and they also are receiving the love and forgiveness of Christ. Everyone is invited to come forward to receive communion today. Kids who aren't communing yet can be brought forward for a blessing. We have both wine and grape juice. The grape juice is white, and in the center of the tray of cups, we have gluten-free wafers available over here on the organ side. Jesus is the host, and we are his guests. He invites us to come. The food of God for the people of God. Come, for all is ready, and you may be seated. May the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen. Let's say thanks to Craig and Julie Begeman for the altar flowers today in memory of Blake Lundberg. And also thanks to Linus and Adon Boozman for the radio broadcast today in memory of their family and in honor of their 55th wedding anniversary. Today is the deadline to sign up to go to the youth and family hockey game, the trip to the Waterloo Blackhawks next Saturday. So if you want to go, get signed up. We'd love to have you come with us. Beanbag Tournament is coming up, so sign up for that. That's a fundraiser to raise money for camp. And also, the dartball team is always looking for more folks to join them. So since they are the champions, you know, you might want to step in. Dartball spring training begins February 22nd in Florida. Talk to John Rima about that. Let's stand for the benediction. May Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit bless you now and forever. Amen. And we sing our sending hymn number 796. Go in peace, share the good news. Thanks be to God.